The following essay was originally aired in 2004. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, September 15th, 10:15 a.m. Central Cascades, Upper Mackenzie River, Carmen Spawning Channel. Instinctive curiosity has served as the primary engine for learning throughout human history. For countless generations, the natural world has revealed itself to children through routine discoveries, often filtered through the advice and generational wisdom of their elders. Their sense of connection with the surrounding web of life was genuine and obvious. Since the Industrial Revolution, millions of people have lost that connection, leaving them literally strangers in their own world. Recently, due to lack of funding, public education has had a difficult time justifying the costs of taking children out of the classroom, even to learn biology in their own natural surroundings. Since 1993, Oregon Trout has sponsored field trips for more than 25,000 middle and high school students through its Salmon Watch program. They provide buses, volunteer instructors, curriculum guides, and even hire a substitute to compensate the school for the teacher's time. The filigreed leaves of vine maple have just begun to turn shades of yellow and burnt orange. Judy Svoboda's sixth grade class watches in amazement as dozens of spring Chinook are digging reds, maneuvering for position, spawning and dying in the stream below. No one seems to pay much attention to the unrelenting morning drizzle that has immersed us in a chilling mist. The children and adults are too enthralled by the sights and sounds before them to protest. The Mackenzie River winds 89 rugged miles through the Cascades before merging with the Willamette just below Eugene. The Mackenzie watershed is home to several species of game fish, including summer steelhead, spring Chinook, bull trout, and a native Mackenzie rainbow trout subspecies known as the red side. The spawning channel is shallow, stable, about 20 yards across, and a little too perfect to be natural. E-Webb built this artificial canal alongside the main Mackenzie riverbed just below the Trail Bridge Dam to assist spring Chinook salmon on their journey back to the upper Mackenzie in mid to late summer. Spawning will continue here into October. The fish holding here began life between 3 and 5 years ago in these gravel beds. In that time, they have traveled as much as 4,000 miles roaming the northeastern Pacific to the Gulf of Alaska and back. Their size and bulk are impressive as they struggle in this shallow, icy tributary. Jim, a fisheries biologist for Weyerhaeuser, helps a group of kids understand what they are seeing by asking gentle, leading questions. Another group is working with Kate of the Mackenzie Watershed Council. They have rubber boots, dip nets, scrubbers, and buckets. They are enthusiastically scrambling over slimy, algae-covered rocks, attempting to collect and identify invertebrates that will provide food for the newborn fish from these spawning grounds. At another station, Steve, a water quality engineer from Springfield, is helping his group analyze the Mackenzie River water by measuring temperature, turbidity, pH, and dissolved oxygen. Farther upstream, Angela, from Forests Today and Forever, has a group of kids using ropes to map out a transect of the riparian zone in stages back from the river. At the end of the day, each group of children will have spent time doing all of the activities. A few yellowing carcasses of dead salmon already line this place of death and rebirth. The most successful adult salmon will leave their genes behind. All of them that make it this far will contribute the nutrients from their decaying bodies to the well-being of the next generation. Lately, large mobs of brown pelicans have been converging in localized areas of both Tillamook and Neetart's Bay. Anchovies have entered these estuaries to feed, and the birds are usually not far behind. On occasion, flocks of pelicans have numbered in the thousands and oftentimes in the hundreds, when the conditions are right. It's quite a sight to see. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.